Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Kid, we've got to welcome in Dave Archer. He is brought to you by Jim Ellis Kia of Kennesaw, where you can always expect the best in sales, service, and selection. Arch, of course, the analyst for our Atlanta Falcons. And Arch, Steelers come in here 4-7. Falcons are 5-7. 1 o'clock kick on Sunday. And now this is a pick'em game, which, again, just from a gambling standpoint, Mike and I were talking about that because Steelers were favored in this game, I think, by a point and a half. But I want to ask you, is this defensive front more stout than what we saw with the Commanders, and how do you feel about us running the ball against the Steelers?
Yeah, I don't think it's any more significant than what you saw last weekend, Carl. I think that they're going to play well. Obviously, there's some name brand guys along that defensive front. Now, it's a little different, right? You're talking about a 3-4 defense where J.T. Watt is part of the edge. Is when you start talking about defensive front, it's not just the three down linemen; it's the linebackers on the edge, and they've done a nice job. Highsmith's been pretty good coming off the other side as well. So they've had some success, maybe even more success recently since Watt came back off of IR. Their sack numbers have increased significantly. This is a team that had, what, Carl, 49 sacks or 50 sacks a year ago and really have been under pace this year and because of the Watt injury. But he spent 8 weeks on an IR situation, and now he's back. So now they probably feel like they're a little bit more in full strength. And they've got a ball hawk in the back end. Minkah Fitzpatrick is as good as it gets at taking the ball away. He has a find that he's got a knack for getting the ball out. And so that's a problem in the back end as well. But you got to make sure you get Watt blocked. And then I think you're going to be able to run the football. They've had a tough time with some teams that can come downhill and run the ball. And certainly Atlanta has the ability to do that.
Right, and no matter who we're facing, we're going to run the ball. That's the mission. Dave Archer with us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Arch, what about Drake London? We thought he made an amazing catch, a ball that was a little underthrown. He also dropped one that was like kind of right in the numbers. We were looking at his numbers versus guys like Chris Olave and some of the other players that were drafted in that first round. Do you feel it's just kind of a byproduct of the lack of touches for Drake, or you see the brilliance in his game and he's going to be fine here?
Oh, I think he's going to be a good player, Mike. I think there's no question you're only as good as your opportunities, right? And the thing that he can't get is if you only get, you know, 4 or 5 targets, you can't allow yourself to go to sleep mentally. I think we saw that early in the game where he dropped the screen play. That's a play that's got 15, 20 yards in it. Who knows? Maybe he turns it into something a little more than that. Don't allow yourself to get mentally lazy and drop opportunities because – let's face it, when you play a team that runs the football the way Atlanta does and the way Pittsburgh's going to try to run it as well, you're going to have limited possessions, which means limited opportunities as a receiver. I've got to take advantage of those shots. And it hurts your team when you fall asleep a little bit and don't take advantage of those moments. So I think London's going to be fine. I think he's a big-time player, no question. I think obviously you want to get Kyle on the field with him again next year. But I think that we're just tip the iceberg, if that, with what London can win. We've seen him make circus catches. We saw the catch he made in the back end of the end zone against Carolina. He's had a couple of big moments throughout the year. I'm not worried about what Drake London potentially could be for this team.
Dave Archer, analyst for our Atlanta Falcons. We get a chance to see George Pickens. Of course, we watched him at Georgia. Arch, what do you see on film from this young man?
Well, I think that we're seeing kind of what we saw glimpses of when he was at Georgia. He has the ability to make the circus catch, right? The guy that is kind of one of those guys that just kind of throw it in the area, and he has a knack for being able to pull it in. And so some dramatic grabs from him, some acrobatic catches from him. And he's got a tremendous relationship, it seems like, with Pickett, the young quarterback. So if you're a Pittsburgh fan, got to be excited about the battery of you know, Pickett to Pickens. I mean, that's kind of fun to say anyway, but it's kind of Pittsburgh Pickett right. to Pickens. You got a lot of peas there, you know. So it's but I like what he's doing. I think he's a heck of a player. I think he is the one downfield threat you got to be concerned about if you're the Falcons. Is this a weekend where Atlanta potentially puts AJ on one guy? We've seen him shadow occasionally, but not very often. But he has shadowed occasionally. Is this one of those weekends where potentially they try to do that? That would be a hell of a matchup between AJ Terrell and George Pickens. So no question about that. But the guy you want to worry about is Vermuth, the tight end. I think that the guy, he is his favorite target. He's a guy that moves the chains. He's a guy much like, and I don't want to, you hesitate to compare anybody to Hall of Fame type players, but he's got a similar skill set to Tony Gonzalez. He's that kind of guy. Has a great feel for coverage. He has a great feel to be able to play basketball on the inside, free one side of his body up so you can throw the football to him. And he's catching the ball at a pretty high rate. He's their leading guy. So it's Pickens and Vermuth, the tight ends, and then it's taking care of the run game.
It is Dave Archer, guys. We're live here at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. He and Wes Trueham will have the call for you guys. Coming up live from Mercedes-Benz. Archer, expecting about, too many Steeler fans. I'll leave it at that. One of the things I thought we'd see more of in Washington, he had 5 targets but only 19 yards. We thought we'd see Cordarrelle Patterson kind of in the role that maybe to try to. You know, you can't replace the athleticism of Pitts, but damn, Patterson can do everything. Will we see more of that this week, or he'll strictly be running and whatever he gets maybe before? 4 or 5 targets.
No, I think you'll continue to see that grow, Mike. I mean, we saw him catch that over route that Kyle had got a number of times, or a few times. Let's not put too many targets on it, but a number of times over the middle. And I think you'll see Cordarrelle do that. You've talked about it, Mike, where, you know, as much as we like the way Caleb and Tyler run the football, there's something about the acceleration of Cordarrelle Patterson in the backfield that kind of changes the dynamic of handing the football to a guy on just the outside zone play when it looks like it might be 2 yards, all of a sudden it's 5. And I think that the two young backs have the ability to do that. It just seems like Cordarrelle might have a little bit more of ability to do that. But I do think you'll see it continue to blossom as far as him catching the football in the backfield, the more you trust these young backs. So, you know, yeah, I think you'll see it more. I can't predict if he'll catch more balls, but certainly – based on what we saw a year ago, we know that he has the ability to do that.
Arch, just looking at the numbers.
Look at the numbers.
Yeah. The Steelers' offense overall is 28th. It doesn't scare me, but then I saw what they did against Indianapolis last week, and, you know, they got key first downs. They moved the chains, right?
And you say, get more confident.
Yeah, I just, you know, so you look at that and you go, well, they're 28th overall, but that's not real. It's not an indicator of where they're at right now. Would you agree with that?
No, that's a good point, Carl. I think that the thing we get caught up in is numbers kind of, you think it's going to tell the story. We got to keep in mind that each week is a different matchup. Different teams have different weaknesses. They have different strengths. You're going to obviously try to accentuate and try to magnify their weaknesses with your personnel and try to stay away from what they do best. And Atlanta will try to do that this weekend with their offense as well. So I think the thing that you got to be careful with Pickett is to kind of, you know, feel like, okay, this is a pocket passer. This guy can get out of the pocket. He can run for first down. He can extend plays, big physical dude, and he's getting better each and every week. That's what happens when you get a chance to play. So he's getting an opportunity to kind of, you know, test himself against the league and see what he can and can't get away with. And he's learning each week. But he is making some mistakes as well. The question will be, will Canteen Keys find some things that the young guy hasn't seen before? And I'd be willing to bet he can, that some of the pressure looks, some of the things that might confuse him pre-snap, and the next thing you know, he steps into a blitz that he didn't anticipate. I think you can expect some of that, and I think that the Falcon defensive coordinator will have some stuff dialed up for the young QBs.
Hey, before we ask you about the SEC championship, you think this will be a low-scoring game, Arch, based on all the things you're talking about with the Steelers and Falcons?
Well, it certainly feels like that's kind of what Atlanta started to play themselves into, Mike, with limited possessions. You know, normal NFL games, you're probably talking about 12, 13 possessions. I think Atlanta's finding themselves, because they've been able to possess the football and move the ball themselves, and then they've been kind of a bend-don't-break defense where the other team's been able to kind of hang on to it, and all of a sudden pairs it down to, you know, 9, 10 possessions in a game. That's where we talked about with with Drake and some of these guys, when you get an opportunity, you need to take advantage of the opportunities, but it also lends itself to maybe not quite as much scoring. So I would assume that you're probably talking about a game in the 20s, unless something completely goes haywire and all of a sudden both teams start making explosive plays all over the field. Don't anticipate that. Neither defense is going to lend itself to that. So, yeah, you're probably talking about high teens, early 20s, young 20s, low 20s as a type of game. And another one of these games that we've kind of grown accustomed to, we're going to play it in the fourth quarter.
Arch, I know you're calling the SEC championship game on radio. Tell us what you think about this matchup, and who do you give the advantage to? Obviously, Georgia has all the intangibles going into the matchup, but I don't want to discount what LSU has done this year and what they've shown us their ability to do.
Yeah, huge for LSU, you know, and Brian Kelly, Carl, is that Jaden Daniels is going to play in the game, because if he was not playing in the game, he's their leading rusher by some 400 yards. He's their leading touchdown maker on the ground, but I think four or five touchdowns. Of course, their leading passer is their quarterback. I mean, everything revolves around him as a player on offense. We've seen him, the plays he made against Alabama to help them win that football game. So it's big that LSU has their quarterback on the field. Now, how much is he Jaden Daniels, the guy that has run for 800 yards? He's one of three quarterbacks to run for 800 yards and throw for 2,000 yards. I mean, that's how good a year the dude has had. But Georgia's defense, I think you guys have talked about it. I'm surprised when you begin to look at the numbers and break them down how good they've been compared to last year. You're talking about a defense that's given up 14 or less points in 8 of their 12 games. They've only given up 12 offensive touchdowns all year. I mean, that rivals what you saw last year with that group that sent 5 in the first round and 8 or 10 in the draft. It's been a phenomenal year for Georgia defensively. Offensively, I know that you guys have talked about it. You've kind of gone away wanting the last 2 weeks. It's the number 12 scoring offense in the college football. They put 37 on the board last week, and it was kind of one of those meh type of 37s, right? 37 points. I mean, they're averaging 38 points a game, and LSU's defense is being undersold here too. LSU's defense in 8 of their 12 games has given up 20 points or less. We know about Perkins and what he can do and run around. So this is going to be – I think this is going to be a very interesting game. And can Georgia get control of it in the first half, or does LSU hang around?
You like the way Munkin calls this game, Dave, because you and I, Carl and I were talking about it earlier. Sometimes I feel like give McIntosh like 20 carries. It's almost like they've got so many weapons they can use, like 2 great tight ends, 4 great running backs, a couple of wide receivers. It seems like sometimes you just wish they'd focus on one element.
Well, I think that, you know, I think that it ebbs and flows, Mike, as matchups go, kind of how you feel like your quarterback's playing. I know you guys have talked a lot about Stetson Bennett and how Stetson's played really well in high-level games, and maybe not so much in games that maybe don't have as much magnitude on them. You expect Stetson Bennett to come to the dance this weekend, and so it'll be interesting to see if Munkin can depend on his quarterback to make good decisions, because you don't want to turn the ball over. You get in a game like this, Mike, and, you know, the one thing you can't do is give LSU extra possessions. So I got to take care of the football. And if I feel like my quarterback's a little schizophrenic with the ball, or my back, you know, just aren't finding the lanes, I got to be careful about what I'm doing. So I think he's walking a tightrope a little bit on how he calls the game based on what he sees early in the football game with how guys are playing.
Great job, as always, Arch. Looking forward to hearing you not only Saturday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.